On FM and DAB across Ashford.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Josh Coop.
Our top story, and as you've just been hearing, train drivers behind the biggest rail strike in more than two decades are being urged to get back to work. Joe's got more.
Well, 300,000 southern commuters are disrupted today because of a strike by drivers, including those who normally travel from Tunbridge and Ashford. It's over a long-running row about who should operate the doors. These commuters at Tunbridge Station told us this morning the government and unions need to sort it out.
We book tickets and then I get to use them. And then we have to wait weeks and weeks and weeks for refunds.
There just needs to be a resolution, doesn't there, rather than cause all this misery that's been going on for such a long time.
They're holding workers to ransom. Employers in London, their patience will run out.
Well, this southern worker is on a picket line. He's been telling us what it will take to end the action.
Investment in new equipment in the cabs or stage dispatch, where every train gets dispatched by platform staff at every station. The equipment is not fit for purpose.
Well, the Transport Secretary, Chris Grayling, says the walkout is completely unnecessary and unions, not the government, are to blame.
The big challenge over the past few months has been a combination of strikes, work to rule and low-level industrial action by unions who are determined to bring this railway to its knees. It's not the only problem the railway faces, but we're not going to be able to sort out the other problems until this strike action stops.
The walkout will continue until tomorrow night. There'll also be another strike on Friday.
KMFM News.
A couple have denied causing the death of a baby who was found with serious injuries at a house on the Isle of Sheppey. The pair, who we can't name, entered not guilty pleas at Maidstone Crown Court this morning. The child was found with 28 fractures to 19 bones and died from a catastrophic head injury in Minster back in April. Police forensic teams are searching an alleyway in Maidstone this lunchtime following reports of a sex attack on a woman there. It's said to have happened in Wallace Avenue, which is in the Parkwood area of the town, at just about 7 last night. Investigations are continuing. A teenager is being questioned by police after a car crashed into the front of a charity shop in Strood. Emergency services were called to the High Street at about 12:40 this morning after reports the driver had lost control. The 17-year-old has been arrested on suspicion of aggravated vehicle taking, driving while on through drugs, dangerous driving and having no insurance. Now, how would you feel about paying more council tax to fund adult social care? The government's drawing up plans to give local authorities the power to increase the amount we pay them. Some say it's going to make things better, but others think it's going to make things worse because the wealthier councils will be able to pay more, will be able to generate more money. Councillor Graeme Gibbons is from the County Council.
There is an injection needed nationally of about £1.3 billion. We do need considerable money to ensure that with increasing demand we have a viable adult social care sector.
A charity has revealed the number of calls it's getting from children who are unhappy with their gender has more than doubled in 3 years. The NSPCC says it's called around 8 times a day, sometimes from children as young as 11. 18-year-old Lily Madigan from Chatham came out as transgender earlier this year.
Personally, it wasn't that hard for me to acknowledge that I wanted to live as a woman. I wanted to be my authentic self. I wanted to find out more about myself. I wanted other people to know the real me.
And you can hear more of that interview. We've just tweeted a link to it. We are at KMFM News. Drivers who deliver goods for Argos are to go on strike just days before Christmas. It's in a dispute over pay, but the retailer says it has contingency plans in place and is working to prevent disruption. And Felicity Jones will be on the red carpet in London tonight for the premiere of the latest Star Wars film. Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, is part of a spin-off series. It's in cinemas on Friday.
KMFM Sport with Johnson's Garden Buildings. 20% off everything. Pre-Christmas sale now on.
Starting with football, and Gillingham have dropped a place in League One after a 4-0 thrashing away at Bolton Wanderers, with more on that and the rest of this lunchtime sport. Here's Nicola.
Well, the match was their first in 2 weeks and was shown on TV last night. The Gills are now 17th in the league, while the home side moved second within a point of leaders Scunthorpe. Here's boss Justin Edinburgh.
If I stand here saying, oh, we're supposed to make this, we are Gillingham. We are Gillingham. I don't... You know, where there is a gulf, you can't hide behind that. There's a big gulf between us and Bolton. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the simple fact.
Elsewhere, and Sports Minister and Chatham and Aylesford MP Tracy Crouch says the Football Association will lose its public funding if it doesn't reform itself.
If we were to remove that funding, we were to give it to other organisations to decide where that funding goes into supporting grassroots football, that takes away some of the responsibility and power of the FA.
She's been speaking to the Common Sports Committee after five former FA executives criticised the organisation, saying it's run by by doddery old men who are underqualified.
Well, that's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.